Natasha, what a thrill.
Yeah.
First morning of Hoys, the 70th year, and you're a winner.
Yeah, I can't quite believe it, really. It's a dream to even qualify. So all I'd hoped for was a nice photo, so definitely got that. Yeah,
so talk me through the qualification process for you and how you achieved it.
Well, you have to qualify for the semi-finals. So we went all the way down to Essex, caught up at like 3 a.m. to go down there, and he won that qualifier. And then that qualified us for the semi-final, and he jumped triple clay and came fourth there. So that put us through.
And what was your thoughts coming here today? Did you think you had a chance?
Everyone else around me was like really confident, saying you're going to do well. But because I've never jumped here before, I was kind of quite nervous and just wanted to not fall off.
How daunting is it coming into one of the most famous arenas in British show jumping?
Yeah, it's quite daunting, especially when you stood behind the curtains and the first one, I was second to go and the first one in fell off. So I was a little bit nervous, but he's a really good horse.
And don't tell me you got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get here, did you?
No, I got up at 4 a.m. to plot him up though. So yeah, I got up still quite early.
And coming to the jump off, what were your thoughts?
Well, I was really happy to be fourth at worst. So I was a bit undecided, but then when I got in there, I thought, you're only here once, you might as well have a go.
And is riding your full-time career, or what's your normal occupation?
We have an equestrian transport business, so that's what we do, and then the horses are kind of a bit of a sideline, really.
Are you still thinking, I'm a Hoys winner?
Not really sunk in yet. I think it'll take a few days to sink in.
Proudest moment of your riding career?
Oh, by far, definitely.